Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor Avraham Goldhar and Tehir Maseches Kedushin Daf Lamed Zayin. The first parak Ishan Ignes. The Zichu Maseches Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Hachazakas Torah. So the three we're going to focus on now. When the next Mishnah states, Kol Mitzvah Shehi Tkui Ba'aretz, any mitzvah which is dependent on land, Eino Nohegas El Ba'aretz, only applies in the land, referring to Eretz Yisrael. V'Sheina Tkui Ba'aretz, and any mitzvah which is not dependent on land, Nohegas ben ba'aretz ben b'chutzlatz, applies both in the land and outside the land, with some exceptions. The Gemara explains that she'ena tlui ba'aretz, not dependent on land, refers to chobos haguf, a personal obligation unrelated to land, such as Shabbos, which applies everywhere, and tlui ba'aretz, dependent on land, refers to chobos karka, a land obligation, meaning a mitzvah pertaining to land, such as Shemitah, or its produce, such as taking trumas and meiser, which applies only in Eretz Yisrael. A brisa explains that once the Torah indicated that some mitzvahs apply only in Eretz Yisrael, and some apply everywhere, we use a prohibition of idol worship written nearby as the model. Just as idol worship is a personal obligation universally applicable, so too all personal obligations apply everywhere. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that every mitzvah which is a land obligation applies only in Eretz Yisrael except for Orla, the prohibition of a tree's first 3 years of fruit, and Kalim, planting different species together, which apply everywhere, despite being land mitzvahs. This was taught as Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. Rabbi Yezer concludes, Afa Chadash, even Chadash, the prohibition to eat new grain before the Omer was brought. And the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yezer a Kula Palig or a Chumra Palig? Is Rabbi Yezer arguing to be more lenient than the Tanakhama or to be stricter, meaning, did the Tanakhama mean to exclude only Orla and Kalim from the land obligation leniency, but Chadash does apply only in Eretz Yisrael? If so, Rabbi Yezer would be excluding also Chadash and saying it applies everywhere. Or did the Tanakhama mean that Orla and Kalim are excluded without a pasuk, and certainly Chadash is excluded based on the words Bechomosh Vosech, meaning it applies in all places that you dwell? If so, Rabbi Eliezer is arguing that Chadash only applies in Eretz Yisrael, and he means to say that also Chadash is part of the Mishnah's leniency for land obligations. The Gemara proves the first explanation is correct, and Rabbi Eliezer is being stricter. And point number three, in a braisa Tanaim discussed the implications of the word Moshvosechem, your dwellings, with respect to Nesachim, wine libations of a Karbanas. Rabbi Shmo, because he holds that Nesachim are only brought with a carbon on a Bama Tzibur, a communal Bama, cannot interpret your dwellings to mean in all places that you dwell. Rather, it must mean that it only applied after the 14 years of conquering and settling Eretz Yisrael. This teaches, Shekol Makmash Nemar Bo Moshev, that anywhere it says Moshev, Eino El Alacha Yerusha B'Yeshiva, it only applies after possession and settlement, and only in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva protests that the word Moshev is written regarding the mitzvah of Shabbos, which certainly applies everywhere. Rabbi Shmuel responds that Shabbos applies everywhere based on a Kavach Homer because it's more stringent than other mitzvahs which apply everywhere. The Gemara clarifies that Rabbi Shmuel's rule is that wherever the words Bia, coming, and Moshev, dwelling, are written, it means to apply after possession and settlement. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Kiva disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel's interpretation because he holds Kerev Nesachim B'Midbar, individuals brought Nesachim in the Midbar. Therefore, when the Torah instructed them to bring Nesachim upon arriving in Eretz Yisrael, it must mean to bring Nesachim on private bamos. Thus, Moshev here means everywhere that you dwell. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Kol mitzvah shehi tkuya ba'aretz, any mitzvah which is dependent on land, eina noheges el ba'aretz, only applies in the land Eretz Yisrael, v'she'ena tkuya ba'aretz, and any mitzvah which is not dependent on land, noheges ben ba'aretz ben b'chutzlatz, applies both in the land and outside the land, with some exceptions. The Gemara explains that she'ena tkuya ba'aretz, not dependent on land, refers to chobos haguf, a personal obligation unrelated to land, such as Shabbos, which applies everywhere, and tkuya ba'aretz, dependent on land, refers to chobos karka, a land obligation, meaning a mitzvah pertaining to land, such as Shemitah, or its produce, such as taking trumas and meiser, which applies only in Eretz Yisrael. A braisa explains that once the Torah indicated that some mitzvahs apply only in Eretz Yisrael, and some apply everywhere, we use a prohibition of idol worship written nearby as the model. Just as idol worship is a personal obligation universally applicable, so too all personal obligations apply everywhere. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that every mitzvah which is a land obligation applies only in Eretz Yisrael except for Orla, the prohibition of a tree's first 3 years of fruit, and Kalim, planting different species together, which apply everywhere, despite being land mitzvahs. This was taught as Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. Rabbi Yezer concludes, Afa Chadash, even Chadash, the prohibition to eat new grain before the Omer was brought. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Yezer a Kula Palig or a Chumra Palig? Is Rabbi Yezer arguing to be more lenient than the Tanakhama or to be stricter, meaning, did the Tanakhama mean to exclude only Orla and Kalim from the land obligation leniency, but Chadash does apply only in Eretz Yisrael? If so, Rabbi Yezer would be excluding also Chadash and saying it applies everywhere. Or did the Tanakhama mean that Orla and Kolaim are excluded without a pasuk? And certainly Chadash is excluded based on the words Bechom Shvosecha, meaning it applies in all places that you dwell. If so, Rebbe Eliezer is arguing that Chadash only applies in Eretz Yisrael, and he means to say that also Chadash is part of the Mishnah's leniency for land obligations. The Gemara proves the first explanation is correct, and Rebbe Eliezer is being stricter. And point number three, in a Braisa Tanaim discuss the implications of the word Moshvosechem, your dwellings, with respect to Nesachim, wine libations of a Karbanas. Rabbi Shmo, because he holds that Nesachim are only brought with a carbon on a Bama Tzibur, a communal Bama, cannot interpret your dwellings to mean in all places that you dwell. Rather, it must mean that it only applied after the 14 years of conquering and settling Eretz Yisrael. This teaches Shekol Makom Shenemar Bo Moshev, that anywhere it says Moshev, Eino El Elacha Yerusha V'Yeshiva, it only applies after possession and settlement, and only in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva protests that the word Moshev is written regarding the mitzvah of Shabbos, which certainly applies everywhere. Rabbi Shmuel responds that Shabbos applies everywhere based on a Kav HaChomer, because it's more stringent than other mitzvahs which apply everywhere. The Gemara clarifies that Rabbi Shmuel's rule is that wherever the words Bia, coming, and Moshev, dwelling, are written, it means to apply after possession and settlement. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Kiva disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel's interpretation because he holds Kerev Nesachim B'Midbar, individuals brought Nesachim in the Midbar. Therefore, when the Torah instructed them to bring Nesachim upon arriving in Eretz Yisrael, it must mean to bring Nesachim on private bamos. Thus, Moshev here means everywhere that you dwell. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Lamed Zayin, and our standard Siman is laser tag. Laser tag. So here goes. The mitzvah shehitulya ba'aretz laser tag team with their diamond-studded laser guns hiding behind piles of truma and meiser, shooting Orla, Kolaim, and Chadash targets that were in the chutz la'aretz zone, successfully zapped their opponent doing a wine libation on a private bama in an area called Moshvosechem. Once again, it's a motion. The mitzvah shehitulya ba'aretz laser tag team. Laser tag? That must mean we're on Daf Lamed Zayin. The mitzvah shehitkuli bar's laser tag team, with their diamond-studded laser guns hiding behind piles of truma and meiser, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, kol mitzvah shehitkuli bar's, any mitzvah which is dependent on land such as Shemitah or Trumas and Meiser, eino noheges el ba'aretz, only applies in Eretz Yisrael, v'she'eino tuli ba'aretz, and any mitzvah which is not dependent on land, noheges ben ba'aretz ben v'chutz la'aretz, applies both in the land and outside the land, with some exceptions. So, the mitzvah shehitkuli bar's laser tag team, with their diamond-studded laser guns hiding behind piles of truma and meiser, shooting Orla, Kolaim, and Chadash targets that were in the Chutz La'aretz zone, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that every mitzvah which is a land obligation applies only in Eretz Yisrael, except for Orla and Kolaim, which apply everywhere despite being land mitzvahs. This was taught as a halacha of Moshe Sinai. Rabbi Eliezer concludes, Afa Chadash, even Chadash, the prohibition to eat new grain before the Omer was brought. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Eliezer, Kula Palig or Lachumra Palig? Is Rabbi Eliezer arguing to be more lenient than the Tanakhama, or to be stricter? So, the mitzvah shehitkuli ba'aretz laser tag team with their diamond-studded laser guns hiding behind piles of truma and meiser, shooting Orla, Kolaim, and Chadash targets that were in the Chutz La'aretz zone, successfully zapped their opponent doing a wine libation on a private bama in an area called Moshvosechem, which reminds us, in a braisa, the Tanaim discuss the implication of the word Moshvosechem, your dwellings with respect to Nesachim, wine libations of our Kabbanis. Rabbi Shmuel, because he holds that Nesachim are only brought with a carbon on a Bama Tzibur, a communal Bama, cannot interpret your dwellings to mean in all places that you dwell, rather it must mean that it only applied after the 14 years of conquering and settling Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva learns that Moshev means everywhere that you dwell. So once again, the mitzvah shehitkuli ba'aretz laser tag team, with their diamond-studded laser guns hiding behind piles of truma and meiser, shooting Orla, Kolaim, and Chadash targets that were in the Chutz La'aretz zone, successfully zapped their opponent doing a wine libation on a private bama in an area called Moshvosechem. All right, so now it's time for four blah back chazar. Daf Lamed Gimel. So the Simur Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg leg pirate. So here goes. The pirate leader with the diamond set, a peg leg pirate with a peg leg? That must be more than Daf Lamed Gimel. Leg. The pirate leader with the diamond-studded peg leg, who commanded his pirate workers to stop polishing the ship and stand up when the people bring Bikurim, passed by, which reminds us the Gemara discusses interrupting work to stand for the elderly and for those bringing Bikurim. So the pirate leader with the diamond-studded peg leg, who commanded his pirate workers to stop polishing the ship and stand up when the people bring Bikurim, passed by, wasn't sure if he should stand up for his son, who was his pirate teacher, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, Benot Buhu Rabo, if one's son is his teacher, Malu Ramu Vinei Aviv, what is the halacha whether the son must stand before his father, and if perhaps the father must stand before his son? So the pirate leader with the diamond-studded peg leg, who commanded his pirate workers to stop polishing the ship and stand up when the people bring Bikurim, pass by. Wasn't sure if he should stand up for his son, who was his pirate teacher, when he walked onto the ship, but did rise when a Sefer Torah was brought on board. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Mahu lamun b'nei Sefer Torah? What is the halacha regarding standing for a Sefer Torah? Rabbi Chilkia, Rabbi Simon, and Rabbi Elazar said it may be derived from a kal vachomer. Mipnei lomdeo omdim, one stands before those who learn the Torah. Mipanel o kol shekein, how much more so should one stand before the Torah itself? Daf Lamed Daled, so the simmer Daf Lamed Daled is a ladder. So here goes. The woman sitting on the diamond-studded ladder. Ladder? That must mean we're on Daf Lamed Daled. The woman sitting on the diamond-studded ladder opposite the time-bound mitzvah clock, which reminds the Gemara to discuss the exemption of women from the mitzvahs asi shel zman grama and their chiva mitzvahs that are not zman grama. There are exceptions, as Rabbi Yochanan said, Engel meinim mina klos. We do not learn from general rules, afil b'makom shenemar b'chutz, even where it says except, because there may be additional exceptions which are not listed. So the woman sitting on the diamond-studded ladder opposite the time-bound mitzvah clock looked past the man wearing tefillin down below, sitting right next to another man learning Torah, which reminds the Gemara says that this principle that women are exempt from mitzvahs asi shel zman grama is derived from tefillin. Ma tefillin nashim b'torah is just as wearing tefillin is a time-bound mitzvah and women are exempt from it. Av kol mitzvahs asi shel zman grama nashim b'torah, so too, regarding all time-bound mitzvahs, women are exempt. Women's exemption from tefillin is derived from tefillin being written near the mitzvah of learning Torah, from which women are exempt. So the woman sitting on the diamond-studded ladder opposite the time-bound mitzvah clock looked past the man wearing tefillin down below, sitting right next to another man learning Torah, when they saw their husbands approach carrying jewelry for the chag, as well as the save-the-date notice for the mitzvah of Hakel, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, instead of exempting women from mitzvahs asi shel zman grama based on tefillin, let us derive from simcha the mitzvah to rejoice during the shalosh regalim that women are chayv in mitzvahs asi shel zman grama. Abaya answers Isha Baal Mesamcha, regarding a woman's rejoicing, it's her husband who gladdens her, meaning it's his obligation, not hers, to ensure that she rejoices. The Gemara goes on to explain why we don't want that she's chayv from the mitzvah of Hakel. Daf Lamed Hey, so the simmer Daf Lamed Hey is the children's choir singing la la la. So here goes. The cute little boys choir, that must be more on Daf Lamed Hey, la la la. The cute little boys choir in the diamond studded outfits waving their fingers side to side while singing the women are also chayv in the don't do song to their proud mothers, which reminds us, the Gemara asks for the source of the Mishnah's rule that women are chayv by every los aseh. Rav as well, Rabbi Yishmael's Academy quoted a pasuk discussing swearing falsely about stealing. Isho isha, ki yasmi kol chatas ha'adam, a man or a woman who shall commit any of the sins of people. Hishva akasim isho isha kol unshin shabbatorah. The pasuk thereby equated a woman to a man regarding all the punishments of the Torah. If they're subject to the punishments of Malkus for violations, they must be bound by the commandments themselves. So the cute little boys choir in the diamond-studded outfits waving their fingers side to side while singing the woman also chayv in the don't do song to their proud mothers acted out cutting pays, destroying beards, and becoming tummy to the dead, for the woman can do stanza, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that there are three exceptions to woman's obligation in all mitzvahs losase, rounding payas, destroying the corners of the beard, and for a kohenis becoming tummy to the dead. The Gemara brings the various sources. So the cute little boys choir in the diamond-studded outfits waving their fingers side to side while singing the woman are also chayv in the don't do song to their proud mothers, acted out cutting payas, destroying beards, and becoming tummy to the dead, for the woman can do stanza, which conclude with the words Bani Matem L'Hashem Elokechem, as a boy pointed to where a woman can make a bald spot when mourning her dead, which reminds us Isi added another exception, Upval Yikruchu Nashim Baturus. Women are also exempt from the commandment not to make a bald spot on the head in mourning someone's death. His source is the Pasuk Bani Matem L'Hashem Elokechem, you are sons to Hashem your God, you shall not cut yourselves nor make a bald spot between your eyes for the dead, Kiyam Kadoshata L'Hashem Elokechem, because you're a holy nation to Hashem your God. The opening word Banim teaches Banim below Banas L'Karcha, only sons and not daughters, regarding the prohibition to make a bald spot. Daf Lamed Vav. So the simmer Daf Lamed Vav is Lulav. So here goes. The mother who yelled Banim to her sons who were acting foolishly with her diamond studded Lulavim. Lulavim. That must be on Daf Lamed Vav. Lulav. The mother who yelled Banim to her sons who were acting foolishly with their diamond-studded lulavim and pretending to have sword fights instead of doing the mitzvah, which reminds us, a braisa teaches about the pasuk Banim atem l'Hashem elokechem, your sons to Hashem your God. The Beulah holds when you act in the manner of Banim, you're called Banim of Hashem. Ein atem nogim minhag Banim, ein atem groim Banim. But if you do not act in the manner of children, you're not called as children. Remer disagrees, Benkach u Benkach atem groim Banim. Whether you act this way or that way, you're called as children. He quotes four psukim to demonstrate this, the first one being that that we're called banim even when we act foolishly. So the mother who yelled banim to her sons who were acting foolishly with their diamond-studded lulavim and pretending to have sword fights instead of doing the mitzvah, wanted them to see their father doing smicha on his karban as well as other avodos that only men do. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists the various steps of bringing karbanos which a woman does not perform, such as smicha, tenufa, hagasha, and kamitza. So the mother who yelled banim to her sons who were acting foolishly with their diamond-studded lulavim and pretending to have sword fights instead of doing the mitzvah, wanted them to see their father doing smicha on his karban as well as other avodos that only men do, and not the sota doing tenufa of her mincha sota with a kohen. Which reminds us, we learn the source of the sota does tenufa of her mincha, in addition to the kohen, which we learn from the pasuk, comes from a gezer shava of yad yad with shlamim. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which stuff do we learn the source that women are obligated in every lo sase? That's on daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number 2, which stuff do we mochuz Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir whether we are called banim of Hashem when we're not behaving properly? That's on daf Lamed Vav. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we discuss the implications of the word Moshvosechem as it applies to bringing Nesachim? That's on daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we discuss whether a father, a rav, a nasi, or a king can be mocha on their kavod? That's on daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we have a question whether a father must stand for his son who is his rebbe? That's on daf Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which of the one that mitzvahs hatuliyah ba'aretz such as Shemitah, Truma, and Meiser only apply in Eretz Yisrael? That's on daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 7. Which of the one a son should not react even if he sees his father throw his future inheritance into the sea? That's on daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we discuss whether the mitzvah of Chadash also applies in Chutz La'aretz? That's on daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 10. Which of the one the source that a sota does to Nufa or Mincha Sota in addition to the Kohen who weighs it with her? That's on daf Lamed Vav. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do we learn why we do not learn from the mitzvahs of Simcha and Hakel to obligate women in Mrs. Asisha's Mangrama? That's on daf Lamed Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhoff from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.